It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the man just said, solid, conservative, just plain right. Hope you guys had a great Labor Day weekend. Enjoyed some time off. Miss Copper is back from her time off running the board. Hello, Miss Copper.
Hello. I had a lovely Labor Day weekend.
Did you have a lovely Labor Day weekend?
I did.
Did you go see that movie we were talking about, the new Marvel movie?
I did not. A couple friends did, though, and they said it was really good, so I'll have to see it soon.
Okay. All right. There's a testimony right there. All right. Well, listen, folks, this is the show that does all that it can do, by the way, to just, you know, to be there for you, to enlighten and empower and encourage and entertain you in the process. And I just, I'll be honest with you. Yesterday we had some time off, but I kind of missed it. I mean, I'm glad to be back. And Lord, the news sure didn't slow down while we were off. But I got to tell you, as I was thinking through some things getting into today's show, and I mean, Lord, I've got some paper printed out right now. I got all the paper. I got the highlights. I got the news. I got things in front of me prepared for today's show. I mean, we got things like, and by the way, I want you to ask yourself a question. As we're walking through all this, ask yourself a question constantly. If I tell you a story and I say, you know, this thing happened in California, or this thing's happening in Afghanistan, or this thing's happening wherever, ask yourself, okay, why does that matter to me? Why does that matter to me? Because the more I thought about today's show, the more I thought, got to make sure that at some point I bring it back around. Why does this matter? I mean, there's so many things out there that are happening. And you might look at it and go, news story, isolated thing, I get it. Oh, look at that over there, another news story, isolated thing. It is what it is. It's out there in California, it doesn't affect me. No, it does. You'd be amazed how it does. And I'm going to try and bring that back around. But all the stories that are out there right now are things like, you know, Alabama is recovering quicker from the pandemic than most other states. I got some news on that. Taliban decided to go ahead and announce their new government. You'll be amazed at who they put in charge. I'll tell you about that. Things are happening right now in COVID world. You know, COVID's still out there. It's touching the lives of people even that I know personally. And I get it. It's real. But some of the societal restrictions that we're also seeing being put on are taking us back to a different time and a place than we've ever been. And I think we have to be careful with that. But as all this stuff's going on, I got to ask you, I mean, have you ever had one of those moments, you know, one of those times when things like seem overwhelming or confusing or out of sorts, or, you know, you just can't seem to find your way to the light at the end of the tunnel? Well, I know I have. Now, I'm a firm believer in self-discipline, by the way. You know, the kind that says, you know, get up out of bed and do it anyway. Suck it up. Rub a little dirt on it. Walk it off. Make a decision. Fight on to the Ranger objective and all that. That's a big part of who I am. I'm no shirker. I'm no wallflower, no shrinking violet. I know hard work. I know hard times. I know hard decisions. But even then, sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I need a kick in the pants. You know, sometimes I need to hear from someone who's already walked that ground. Somebody who's been there and done that. I need to hear some of the old stories. And I'm not talking about the bragging. I'm not talking about somebody shaming me. I'm not talking about lording my experiences or anybody else's experience over anybody else. I'm talking about those old stories about things and people who have come before me, before us, before our society as we know it today, that when you hear them, they just resonate because they're exactly what you needed to hear. You see, there's a loss, in my opinion, in today's time. It's not always about us, you know. Sometimes it's about who's come before us and why. I mean, here's a true story. A true story. You know, I've got an eclectic resume. I'm a lawyer. I'm a veteran. I'm a businessman. I'm a politician. I also spent a number of years in full-time ministry. Coming out of college many, many moons ago, I spent the first 10 years out of college working full-time with kids. And the bulk of that was in full-time ministry with a great organization called Young Life, which I still love today. I mean, to this day, I will still describe working for Young Life as one of the best jobs I have ever had, but also, in many ways, one of the hardest. I mean, imagine, if you will, it's trying to raise your own salary, and I don't mean like, you know, working and creating a widget or a service and getting paid for it. I'm talking about doing your job but hoping that people will contribute. And raising my own salary while Charlene and I were raising our kids. And more than once, I'll be honest with you, there were times when we had no idea how we were going to get paid next. And let me tell you something, that's a distraction. I met a man once in the middle of all that time working for Young Life named John Miller. And John was just the coolest old guy. You know, I met him at a Young Life staff conference. He was one of the original staff people. Young Life was formed, I believe it was in 1949. And he had been on staff almost that entire time. He had been on staff almost 50 years when I met him. Just every time he talked, it felt like wisdom. He was such a cool guy. And we hit it off. And he said, you know, call me anytime, Phil. So I did. And I'll never forget it. So here's the thing. There was a period of time working for Young Life. It was my calling. It was where I knew I was supposed to be. And I was the area director for Gadsden here in Alabama. And I was doing the thing, but it got down to the point that we weren't sure we were going to get paid because the budget wasn't being met. The gifts of others were not coming in. And what do I do now? And I've got the kids in school. And Lord, am I not doing this right? What's happening here? And I finally just thought about John Miller. And I found his phone number, and I called him. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. I was talking to him, just briefly greeting him, reminding him who I was, because I was that young guy that met him at the big conference. And he goes, well, Phil, certainly I remember you. And he said, what's going on? And I said, well, John, here's the thing. In all the years you worked for Young Life, have you ever had one of those days when you just wondered why you're doing it? And he said, well, Phil, I reckon the fact that you're asking me means you're probably asking that yourself. And I said, I am. And he said, tell me what's going on. I told him about the budget and just driving me crazy and trying to figure out how to make the ends meet and still do the things I was called to do. And I'll never forget this. John told me his personal story about how he had been in that exact same position. This guy on staff for 50 years? And I'm thinking, really? And he tells me the story about how literally before I was born, he was at a place where he did not know how he was going to feed his family. They literally had no groceries left in the house. And all he could do was just wonder where it was going to come from. And as he's praying about it, he said literally about an hour after he had just had that moment where he was beyond himself, he had nothing left. He said there was a knock on his driveway door. And he looks out, you know, not the front door, friends come to the side door, right? He looks outside and there's someone standing there and they've got a sack of groceries and a $20 bill. And they told him, they said, John, I don't know how to explain this. I just felt impressed that I needed to just bring this by and give it to you. And I hope that's not offensive in any way. And he said, no, it's not. It is not. And so he told me the story. And he says, Phil, what I'm telling you is this. If this is where you're supposed to be, then there is always going to be a way. And I'll never forget that conversation as long as I live. When I heard that story, it raised me up a bit. It straightened out my back a bit. It helped me to take that next step. And I'll be honest with you, soon after that, the budget actually came back online. All was well. Young Life, you don't make a lot of pay, but I was getting paid nonetheless. The lessons I would have missed had I not heard John Miller tell me his old story well before I was born, and it made all the difference that day. See, I think there's a real loss in today's society of recounting the old stories. We need to tell our kids, our neighbors, our friends, and coworkers. It creates a relation to an event, a tie to another day, a realization that we are not alone, an understanding that others have already been there, that there's nothing new under the sun, nothing. And there is nothing that you're going through that others have not already gone through. And with each issue, there is always a way. I believe that. And as we look around at the craziness of the world right now, the pandemic, when will this end? Afghanistan, was it worth it? Business issues, social upheaval, national pride, our kids' education. It's important that the next generation, as well as the current generation, knows that there is nothing new here. So you pick a story from your own life or something your grandparents shared with you years ago or a lesson from history. Be intentional. Be absolutely intentional. Just look at them and say, well, can I tell you a story? Or this reminds me of a time. Or my granddad told me when he was a kid in the Depression, whatever. You know, tell him his bedtime stories to the kids. Tell them to a friend over a beer on the deck on Saturday, in your church small group, or over the coffee pot at the office. Pick a time. Be discretionary for the timing. But if it relates, go for it. Those old stories, those are part of the fabric of who we are as a people, and as people individually. And our stories are what defines us. And if we don't tell those old stories, then they are just bygones, just something whose lesson was never absorbed and never passed on. So I want to encourage you. You tell those old stories. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, folks, that one hit home for me. And that one this morning, as I was thinking through today's show and getting ready, the inspiration for that one came from something that I was reading early in the morning with a cup of coffee. And I'll be honest with you, it's true. If we don't share those experiences and share those stories and things that we've learned along the way or stories we've been told by others that meant something to us, then they stop with us. Don't let them stop because they're worthwhile. And there's nothing new under the sun. So what you're going through, somebody else has already been through. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back after this.